Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And boom.
Was that a fart or what was that?
No. It was an explosion. It was an explosion to start the podcast today.
Oh, maybe you don't have to start a podcast with an explosion.
Boom. An even bigger one.
Okay. That I'm
boom, 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 boom. Wow. A series of explosions.
What's going on over there?
Okay. Well, I know, I've seen your videos from the beginning. I know you love explosions.
Well, I love Explosion Wednesdays.
And what is today?
Today is Tuesday. So.
Well, it's very close. So today it's Explosion Tuesday.
Yeah, I mean, at any given day, it's going to be relatively close to Wednesday. So.
Well, that's true. You're always within like 6 or 7 days, I guess.
No, you're probably within like 2 or 3 days from Wednesday.
Well, what if it's Tuesday? Then Wednesday was 6 days ago.
It's also one day away tomorrow.
See, that's the difference between a pessimist and an optimist right there.
Is it?
Yeah. We've just defined the difference. Hey, listen, you know what you ought to do? You ought to start this podcast off because we haven't even had the theme song yet.
No. What if this episode, it's the latest start ever? Like, what if the theme song is like way late?
You might already be there. I mean, we're already hitting like a minute and a half. I mean, I don't know if we've ever gone a minute and a half.
I think we've gone like 10 minutes before.
What? 10 minutes? That's crazy. All right, well, you know what? I am willing to wait if you want. I'm willing to... Oh, no, there it went. Oh, well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. My name is Greg Benson.
Your own fault, Greg. That was you doing that.
I just heard it, and then it started, and then what am I going to do? I have no control over it, so you better say your name.
I don't hear it.
And that's Greg. That's Craig Benzine right there, or Greg Benzine.
I'm Craig Benzine, and we do a podcast called Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. Every episode, we talk in-depth about lettuce. And we talk about
Mothra.
In the world.
Mothra, the goddess of peace, is the other thing we talk about.
Oh, yeah. And Mothra, yeah. The goddess of peace.
Also known as the guardian of the earth. So we talk a lot about Mothra. Most of the talk actually is about Mothra instead of lettuce. Mm-hmm. Because we like to talk about things that really affect our lives. And Mothra is one of those things that I think touches everyone in some way.
I think a lot of people probably have never even thought about Mothra.
And
it probably had to do with Godzilla.
You're telling me people don't think about a butterfly moth-like deity, kaiju goddess. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
I bet a lot of people don't. I mean, our listeners, maybe they do. Maybe they do think about Mothra.
Yeah, I'm a little confused about Mothra. And let's talk a little more about Mothra. I'm a little confused because I thought that Mothra was always on the side of good and was Godzilla's friend. And yet, there is a movie that I don't think I've ever seen, but I know it's called Godzilla versus Mothra. So did they have a fight at one point? Did they have an argument and they had to settle it with fisticuffs or something like that?
I don't know, but have you seen any Godzilla movie for your... Oh, Greg does this... weekly show or more than weekly, I think.
Oh, God.
Bad Movies Live.
Oh, here he goes.
Twitch.tv/mediocrefilms.
Always plugging my show.
Yep, that's right.
When can they see it? What days and times?
Oh, well, Sundays and Saturdays.
So Fridays and Sundays. Fridays at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m. Pacific. Craig.
Okay.
Craig. Yeah. My God. Next thing I know, you're going to be telling people to subscribe to my YouTube channel at youtube.com/mediocrefilms.
I didn't want to do any of this. I just started for some reason.
Yeah. You know, anyway, can we skip the promotion, the promotional stuff? Okay. I mean, you know, it always bugs me when you do it.
Yeah. youtube.com/wheezywaiter. Did you ever watch any Godzilla movies for Bad Movies Live?
I've never seen an actual Godzilla movie. We've seen ripoffs of Godzilla movies, and we did also watch King Kong Lives. I feel like that sort of counts.
Okay, all right.
Wasn't there a Kong versus Godzilla movie at some point?
Yeah, a recent one. I think it's an old one too. But,
I don't, we didn't watch that. We watched King Kong Lives, which is funny because at the end of the movie King Kong, which is like in 77, something like that, he died. He very clearly died. You hear his heartbeat slowing down and stopping, and then he's just fucking dead.
Oh, my God.
Sorry for cursing. You know I don't normally curse on the podcast. But anyway, he was fucking dead. He was one dead cunt. Anyway.
Okay. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, that's just how they describe him in the movie.
Listen,
I remember
if you're British, what Greg said isn't as offensive as it is to Americans.
I remember in the movie, Sam Waterston stood over him and said, "Oh, that's one dead cunt." If I can do my Sam Waterston impression.
That sounded like Jimmy Stewart.
I think that was Sam Waterston. I think it was a pretty good Sam Waterston.
I don't know who Sam Waterston is.
So. Oh, he was in The Killing Fields. Remember the fields that, like, if you walked in them, they'd kill you? Remember those? Yeah,
I've
scary.
I've seen that movie. And
scary movie.
Movie.
Stay away. That movie? Stay away from the fields.
Okay.
I've never seen it, but I'm assuming that's what it's about.
No.
I'm also assuming that Sam Waterston stars in that movie. I'm just assuming.
Okay.
He also stars in Out of Africa. Do you remember that? I had a farm in Africa. I bless the rains in Africa. You remember that?
I'm looking up Sam Waterston, and I know who he is now. And I do think I remember him in The Killing Fields.
I think he actually was.
I've never seen Out of Africa.
Out of Africa is a scary movie.
The Law and Order, the CSI, or something?
Probably. But Out of Africa is a super scary movie. It's about these fields in Africa that will kill you if you walk through them. Very, very scary. Also, I think that's a movie where a dingo ate someone's baby. A dingo.
That's in Australia. The Killing Fields, I believe, was Cambodia.
I can't keep them all straight. Like, how come they have so many movies? They're all different, you know?
I know.
Why can't they just have one movie? You know, and what's the point of all these different movies?
Because, well, for one thing, people like stories. And so any new story, people are going to want it. You know, people like, and they like new stories. So we just constantly make new ones.
Right, but all the stories have Mothra in them, right?
No. I can only think of one that has Mothra, and that's the Godzilla movie.
Okay. I guess that's right.
Probably several mythological stories involve Mothra. I'm not very up on my Mothra.
Well, whose fault is that? I mean, you knew we were going to be recording this morning.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you should have a list of things to study each time before, like, we're going to record. Number one, Mothra. Gotta look up.
I have a friend I grew up with named Chad Mather, and people called him Mothra.
Yeah, I know.
You know that?
Yeah, I know. Chad Mather.
How do you know that?
Well, because Mather, you know, I mean, for a while they were calling him the Beav because of Jerry Mathers, but then they thought Mather, Mother, and then they started calling him Mother, and then it turned into Mother. Like he was he's someone who collects moths, and then it changed into Mothra.
No one called him the Beav because my generation didn't even know what that was.
Yeah, you did. Reruns existed. You know that things existed.
But we didn't know enough to know that what was Jerry Mathers?
Jerry Mathers was the Beaver, remember how it said and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver?
Okay, we didn't know it well enough. I don't think any of my friends knew Leave It to Beaver well enough to. Make the connection to Chad Mather. So.
Well, that's their fault, not mine. Hey, speaking of the Beaver, I had a girlfriend in college.
Okay.
That's the end of that story.
You've told that story so many times.
It's a good story.
It doesn't go anywhere. Stories tend to have like beginning.
They have
and
a beginning.
End, you know?
Yeah, stories have a beginning. Yeah.
They do, you know? Yes.
And that's what I love about stories. Like every story has a beginning. And when you tell a story, that's like the beginning to a new chapter in your life.
No. Well, usually a full story has a beginning, a middle, and an end.
A mooble? What? What are you saying?
No.
A mooble and a bird?
Why have you suddenly lost the ability to hear and or speak?
I just don't know what words you're saying. Are you making up words? So stories have a beginning. Yes, we agree that stories have a beginning. But what are these other things that you say they have?
Middle and end.
A mooble?
No.
A burb?
No. So it doesn't... You had a girlfriend in college.
Yeah.
That's not even the beginning of a story.
That's the beginning.
That's a fact.
No,
you're
that
just
is
stating a fact.
It's the beginning.
No. Okay. Well, all right. What happened next? What's all the right, middle? What happened next?
All right. Let me. I'll tell you it in story form.
Okay.
Once upon a time, I had a girlfriend in college.
Sure. Okay.
That's
still a fact.
Verb.
No. That's not even a, I mean, that is a word, I guess. That refers, that's a way to refer to the suburbs, I suppose. But I don't know what that has to do with your girlfriend in college.
I don't either. All I know is I'm just trying to make you happy and do the stories the way that you want them. And I feel like no matter what I do, you are displeased with me.
No. I wouldn't be displeased if you actually did it. You're not. You're just
I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best, Craig. I really am. I'm trying my best.
Because here's the thing. I've heard you tell stories before. Full stories.
I just want to make you happy, Craig.
I don't think you do.
I do. I want to make Craig Benson happy. And I want him to be pleased with his life.
My name is Craig Benzine.
Okay. I don't know what it is today. I don't know. You keep changing it. I don't know what you want to call yourself today. I can't keep track.
I've been very consistent. Craig Benzine is my name.
Okay. Okay.
So here's a story. Once I had a girlfriend in college. Okay.
Oh my God. You too? I love that story. Yeah. That is a great story. That is so great. Man, now we know so much more about you.
No. You might know one more thing about me that you may have already assumed, you know.
No, I did not. I'm not one to assume.
Seems likely. You know, I'd have a good-looking guy like me. I'd have a girlfriend in college, right?
Listen, I'm not one to assume because when you assume, you make a jerk out of yourself and others. That's the old expression.
No, that's not an expression. That might be true, but it's not an expression.
It is an expression.
No, it's
Benjamin Franklin.
It's making an ass out of you and me because of the way
that doesn't make sense. And I can do without the cursing. Benjamin Franklin didn't curse when he made that expression up back
in
1846.
You've already said one of one of the words that would offend probably the most, you said already.
I don't recall. Mothra? What are you trying to say?
No. I'm not going to say it.
Craig, I feel like we've buried the lead on this. Like, we had the lead. People are so excited to hear about this episode. Mm-hmm. And I feel like we've buried the lead on what this episode is.
Well, so considering I don't even know what it is yet.
Well, you should know. You should know. That's all the meeting this week was about. We sat around the board table and...
Do you remember me being at a meeting with you?
I was assuming you were listening in, like, because there's a speakerphone sitting in the middle of the table. I was assuming you were on that speakerphone and you just didn't say anything. You just were listening and absorbing.
Wouldn't you find that odd that I was just there and I didn't say anything? I just didn't say hi to you or anything?
Well, I thought it was out of respect for the meeting and for all the other people at the meeting. You didn't want to interrupt anybody.
No one has ever attended a meeting completely silent from beginning to end.
I have.
Not saying hello, not saying goodbye.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes sometimes I go to these meetings and I don't say anything. I walk in, I sit silently, then I get up and leave. Sometimes I'll even eat a sandwich, you know? Okay. I like sandwiches.
It would have been odd for me to do that, though. I think that would have been...
Look, you were over speakerphone. We didn't know if you were eating a sandwich the whole time or what. You might have had a whole platter of lasagna for all we knew.
How long was this meeting?
It was about 90 minutes. We go about 90 minutes to discuss discuss the upcoming episode.
Well, Greg, that would be very a long time to eat a sandwich. How long does it take?
I don't think you
eat a...
say that would be very a long time. I don't think that's proper English talking.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. I mean, I do, but I wish that you'd use the proper words, you know, instead of just making up, like, oh, I'm going to put these words together. This is going to be a sentence for me.
Oh, my God.
I wish you'd do it right.
So anyway, meeting. I've never attended a meeting about this podcast. Who was at this meeting?
The entire team, like the whole team, the creative team, you know, the writers, the producers, like everybody. You had the director. Wow. The director is always there.
Wow.
And
he's
terrific.
Of these things
for
this podcast, they are terrible. They are not doing their jobs.
They're doing great. Are you kidding me? This is like a top 20 podcast. If you choose 20 podcasts and you say these are the top 20, then this might be one of them. This is like a top 20 podcast.
I mean, if you just randomly choose 20 podcasts.
I mean, I choose them and it's not random. In fact, I put this podcast at number six.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's number? What's 1 through 5?
I didn't come on this podcast to promote other things, so I'm not
going
to
listen to podcasts. Do you, Greg?
Of course I do. You know that I do. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I spend all day every day listening to podcasts. That's all I do. That's why I'm wearing these headphones. I'm listening to one right now.
That actually sounds like too much, listening to too many podcasts. But well, you're listening to one right now? What are you listening to?
I feel like you're judging me. I'm listening to the last episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce, and I got to tell you something. It's way better than this one. It's so funny.
Well, you might think that because you might be having a hard time paying attention to what we're talking about if you're listening to us talking. That must be really confusing.
It's challenging. It is a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no doubt that...
You're going to be hearing me responding to you in the other podcast.
That's correct.
I'm responding to you now. That's got to be very confusing.
It is, but I feel like I can multitask. Listen, again, we keep burying the lead. We're not getting to what this podcast is, the purpose of it today.
Cast about.
Guys, Craig and I are proud to announce that this is the $1,000 episode. Congratulations, everyone. We finally made it after, I don't know how many episodes we've done, 450, something like that. But finally, we have reached the $1,000 episode, which means this episode, and this is not a joke, you guys, this episode is worth $1,000. But you guys get to listen to it for free.
Why? Okay. What does that mean? What the hell does that mean?
I'm just saying I want people to feel special because they are, that they don't have to pay the $1,000 that this episode is worth. They get to listen to it absolutely for free.
Okay, why is this episode worth $1,000?
I'm not in charge of pricing. I don't know. It's not like I work for Antiques Roadshow or whatever.
How did you find out about the price?
I got the notification.
And
Gary Busey Incorporated sent the notification that this episode, we finally reached $1,000 episode, and it's worth $1,000.
What does that mean? Does that mean it costs $1,000?
No. Every episode you do accrues in value. You're familiar with money accruing, aren't you? Like if you have a savings account and you put it, let's say you put $100 in your savings account, you check it the following month and it's got like a few thousand dollars in it.
That'd be amazing.
Because savings accounts have interest. So you get interest.
They do.
Let's say you put $20 into one, you check in the next month and it'll give you a lower number. It's got like $7,000.
Oh my God. Okay.
The interest compounds and accrues. Okay.
I need you to tell me what bank you use because that sounds incredible.
Yeah. This guy named Jerry. He sells bananas
I don't think he sells
over
bananas.
On Third Street. He's got a place on Third Street, and you can give him money, and then you check back in with him the following month, and he'll tell you how much your money's worth.
Oh, he'll tell you, but you don't get the money back.
Well, no, you it's making so much, you want to leave it, and in fact, I add as much money as I can, you know, because you want to add. I mean, if it's making that much interest, you want to add in a bunch more and make as much money as you can. One of these days, I'm going to want to retire, and finally, that's when I'll go cash out with Jerry.
Yeah, no, maybe you should try to cash out a little bit. Like now, just to see how the process
if
works.
I cash out a little bit now, all that money that I cash out will not make money in the future. Like,
yeah,
let's think of all
the money you've already potentially made. You can afford to cash out a little bit to see.
A little, like $1.20? Like, what are you talking about? $500? $5 million? What are you talking about?
$500.
Okay, all right. If I cash out $500 now, a year from now, that $500 would have been worth $7 to $19 million.
Let me tell you
somewhere
what's
in there.
Happen here. How much money have you been given Jerry over
so far?
For how long?
Yeah, over the past year and a half, I've given him about $30,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah, but it's now worth over $1.6 million.
No. See, he's lying to you. He's just taking the money and probably, I don't know, he's wasting it on something, or he's just using it to fund his failing banana selling business.
It is not failing. People stand in line for hours to buy those bananas. He's got the Benest bananas. That's the name of his of his stand. It says Jerry's Benest bananas. Yeah. I think honestly, he started to write Jerry's Bananas, but then he's like, no, I wanted to say Jerry's Best Bananas, but he'd already written B-A-N, and so he changed it to Jerry's Benest Bananas, and that's the name of his business.
Or maybe you almost said Jerry's Bananas, and then you changed it to...
That's what it's. That's what it says in his car. I'll show you. I got a picture of it right here. Okay. Look at that. See, look at that picture. See?
Okay.
See that picture right there?
No, that was a picture of your family on your...
I showed you the picture. I don't know what you saw. Here's the deal. Here's the deal. Yep. It says Jerry's Benest Bananas, and then at the very bottom, in really tiny letters, so everyone does not take advantage of him, in pencil, it says, and Savings Bank.
Okay. All
right. Yeah, he wrote it in pencil because he didn't want everybody to take advantage of his amazing interest rates.
Here's what's going to happen, Greg. You're going to go there. You're going to ask to take out $500.
Mm-hmm.
And just see what happens. My guess is... he will not have that money, and he won't be able to give it to you.
What?
Or he will give you $500 in the hopes that he's continuing to trick you. Which, now that I think about it, maybe you should try to take out more money than $500.
I should?
Try like a couple thousand.
God, I feel like you're really not getting the point here, Craig. I feel like you don't want me to make money.
Wait, how much do you think you have?
Like 1.6 million.
Okay, take out 0.6 million.
What?
Yeah.
That's going to be worth like $1 billion next year.
But you'll still have $1 million.
Yeah, but that's not enough to retire on. I want to retire. You can't retire on $1 million anymore. Like, if you have $1 million and you go to the retirement club and you say, hey, I want to join the retirement club, they're like, great. Where's your $25 million? And you're like, what? $25 million? They're like, that's what it costs to retire here at the retirement club.
That may be a very expensive retirement club, sure. You don't need to go to a retirement club to retire. But also,
yeah, you do. How else are you going to retire? What, are you going to retire at home?
But also, say $1 million isn't enough for you to retire. You can still make more interest on that million. But take out 0.6 just to see. Just to see. And then you can put it back. You can put the money back.
You know what, Craig? You know what? Let's just agree to disagree. Like, you do what you want with your money that you give to Jerry's Benest Bananas. Uh-huh. And I'll do what I want, but I don't want you to tell me what to do with my money. I did research. I've done my due diligence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I want
to
know.
All right. So when it was time to do research, what I did was I did my due diligence, and now I know that
you're
Jerry's
saying the words research and due diligence.
Okay.
That's not
when you do your due diligence, what you do is you research the diligence to make sure that it's due, and then your diligence is due, and then your research is done.
You're just saying words to make it sound like you know what you're talking about. Look, that's all you're doing,
Craig. Yeah. I can't if you're a newbie, you know, in the world of finance, I can't explain. Like, this is not an economics course. I cannot explain to you the basics of economics or physics if you don't understand physics. You know, like for instance, there's gravity. You're not floating off the ground right now. You're sitting in a chair.
Right.
Okay, but it's not my job to explain these things to you.
No, it's not. I'm just trying to help you here, Greg. This is what this is about.
I think you're doing is you're being a negative Nancy, and from now on, I'm gonna call you Nancy.
Advantage of
what
is it Patreon time yet?
No, not yet. Now. It is time for our Patreon only bonus section starting now.
This portion of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce has been edited out for your listening inconvenience. If you wish to hear the complete, unedited version with the bonus talking, be sure to visit patreon.com/twoguystalkingaboutlettuce. And now, back to the edited, not as good version of the podcast.
That's the end of the Patreon-only bonus section. We hope that you enjoyed it. I know I did.
Towards the end of that bonus section, I was speaking slowly with pauses because I was waiting for you to say that it was the end of the Patreon-only section, and I didn't want to be interrupted.
Yeah. Why is my voice so much louder than yours? I just realized that my voice is louder than yours.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Spaghetti-O. I thought we had a good level
check,
for you.
Check. Uh-oh.
Man, I want to apologize.
You're gonna have to do some editing later.
No, not really. I just want to apologize to everyone who was just be like, Craig's voice is so quiet.
Who's Who's talking funny now, huh?
Well, I'm a funny person. That's what my wife told me yesterday. I'm sorry. Okay. That's what my wife told me yesterday.
Uh-huh.
By the way, we have a sponsor, and I'd like to thank our sponsor. We have some talking points here. Today's episode is brought to you by Canker Sores.
Okay. That's the talking point? What's the talking point?
That's it.
That's... So, someone who owns Canker Sores gave you money to say Canker Sores?
That's yeah. It. And they didn't give me money directly. They just deposited it with Jerry's Benest Bananas and Savings Bank.
Wait, they gave the money to Jerry's Bananas and then Jerry told you about this?
No, I got the text confirmation that a deposit had cleared.
And then it said Canker Sores. It said, please talk about Canker Sores.
No, it just said this episode is sponsored by Canker Sores. That's they wanted me to read that verbatim.
Okay. why? How does this work?
It's a sponsorship. It's just advertising. They deposited negative $750.
Yeah, but when someone advertises, they want they're trying to do is sell something. They want people to give them money so they can provide them a product.
Right.
And
so everybody run to
or
the.
Or maybe they just want to spread an idea. You know. So. Yeah.
They certainly spread. Canker Sores absolutely spread. That is one idea that spread. And you know, if you want to buy one,
really that wasn't an idea. That was just acknowledging that Canker Sores. You weren't even acknowledging that they exist. You were just saying Canker Sores. You weren't even saying what they were.
You just said it too.
What we're supposed to do about them. You didn't. Nothing about them.
Yeah. Well, that's what you did too. It's not like you're offering any new information. But here's a little new information. If you want to buy Canker Sores, just go to Canker Stores.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that an ad lib? Did they even tell you to say that?
They didn't even tell me. I'm just assuming that's where you buy Canker Sores. You got to go to your local Canker Stores.
Why would anyone buy a Canker Sore? And how do you buy a Canker Sore? What do you?
I don't know. I guess you pay them. You pay the money, and then they install it for free. I guess it comes with free installation.
Install it on you?
Yeah. Yeah. You choose which lip you want it on. Which of the three lips?
And then what do they do? Rub some sort of? Is it a virus, Canker Sore? I don't know.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a virologist. Okay. I don't really understand how things work.
Well, then why are you talking about Canker Sores if you don't know what you're talking about?
Because our sponsorship just deposited negative $750 in the account, and
means you paid someone else.
No, that means that they deposited a withdrawal in the account. And we now have that money.
You don't deposit withdrawals. You just do a withdrawal, and that means taking money out.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah. So we just made money. We're saying the same thing.
You lost money. I don't even ever see any money. I don't know what you're talking about. But
I don't. Wait.
You lost money. You lost money.
Jerry would never let this happen.
Yeah, he would. Jerry does not sound like an honest man.
No, Jerry looks after my money. Jerry's the man. Jerry knows what he's
Jerry
doing.
Jerry Seinfeld?
No, we're not talking. There are other Jerrys in the world besides Jerry Seinfeld.
All right. Jerry Springer. No,
it's not Jerry Springer. No, come on. This guy's the guy who runs the banana stand is named Jerry.
Jerry Stiller.
No, not Jerry Stiller. Come on. Now you're just joking around. Just joking around.
Okay.
His name is Jerry Seinfeldson.
Okay, so I feel like you would have brought that up when I said Jerry Seinfeld earlier. You would have said, it's Jerry Seinfeldson.
No, it's totally different name. Totally different name, and that's the name he has. And a lot of people are like, hey, it's Jerry Seinfeld. He's like, that's not my name. My name's Jerry Seinfeldson. And then bang, 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 bang. You know, he's very shooty. He doesn't shoot them. He shoots at them.
Does he hit them?
No, of course not. That's murder. He's not going to kill a person. He shoots near them. and often will hit the people behind them.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so that's murder. That's also murder.
But it's accidental murder, and so it doesn't count.
Well, you know? It still counts.
He's like, I was trying to miss this person. Oops, the other person was behind him and got him.
You'd still get arrested for that. You would still, that'd still be a crime.
Do you know arrested just means stopped? So, I mean, if you ever have been stopped, then you've just been arrested, and now you have a record.
Well,
and you can play that record on your turntable.
Okay, now you're very confused. This is this is many levels of confusion here.
No, what I'm saying is you stand on the turntable.
Yeah.
And you get photographs taken, and you are a professional model. And I don't really understand what you mean. Okay. And then people take that model and they build an airplane out of it.
How do you function in society, Greg? How do you make it this far?
It is confusing. I've just realized that I am confused about a number of things.
Yeah.
But you know,
or is this a recent thing? Because I feel like if you were always this confused, you wouldn't be here right now. You wouldn't.
Well, I do have some other stuff to do today. I didn't really think about that.
Oh,
I got some, that's not what I got some stuff I should get. Should get done.
That's not what I mean by not being here. But yeah, okay.
Can we talk about something personal?
Uh-oh.
And this is the serious part of the podcast. Yesterday was one of those frustrating days. You ever have a day where it's like things just don't go right and you're just frustrated and you're like, now the thing and first this and but now the thing is with the thing, you know?
Yeah. I say thing a lot when I'm frustrated.
Yeah. So I had one of those frustrating days and nothing seemed to go right. Today, all of a sudden, has turned around. You know that I told you, we've started recording like half an hour later than we planned because I told Craig, guys, that I needed to go for a walk this morning. Well, I did go for a walk this morning. I went for like a 45-minute walk and I was listening to some lines that I have for this big audition, 5 pages of dialogue. I had to listen to the lines over and over to memorize them, and that was good. And then while I was walking, and this is mostly going to be a visual thing, just for our people watching on the YouTubes.
I don't want to see any body parts, Greg.
I'm not going to show any body parts, at least not mine. But while I was walking, I found this.
Wow. Found a quarter.
Yes.
Found a quarter.
This was on the street. Now, yesterday, not such a good day. Today, I took a walk and I made money. And that's... Wow. That's the thing. And I'm going to go
more
give this...
Money. You made way more money than our sponsorship. And
And I'm going to give this money to Jerry. And next month, this is going to be worth like $100.
No.
You know? Something like that.
No. Again, sure. Try to take money back from Jerry to see what happens.
Well, that just sounds rude. Yeah, I'm going to take money back from you. It just sounds rude like when you say it like that.
Well, I think it's rude that he's taking so much money from you.
He's helping me. Ugh, I don't, Craig, I don't know how to get, I don't know. Like, I feel like we've reached an impasse with our conversation because I don't know how to explain to you that Jerry is helping me make money.
Greg, imagine you're holding money. You were holding money.
Okay, hang on.
So, yeah, okay.
Okay, got it.
Holding money.
Mm.
And then, okay, now imagine
I dropped it. Hang on, pick it up. Picking it up.
All right.
I got it again.
Okay, just don't drop it imaginarily.
Okay,
hold on to it.
Oh, now it's floating. It's floating.
It can float. That's okay.
Okay, I'm grabbing it. Okay, I've got it.
Okay. And then you give it to Jerry.
Oh, look how valuable it's become.
No. Look how much you have now. Look how much you have in your hand now.
Wow.
You have none.
It's worth so much.
None in your hand.
Yeah, well, because I put it somewhere safe where it will earn interest and it will compound interest.
Now,
and the diligence will be due.
What if Jerry goes away? What if Jerry just goes away and you never talk to him again?
Well, I mean, honestly, he did about six. I think it's been about 6 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he. I'm not sure where he is.
Okay.
But he left the banana stand. All the bananas are rotten. And it said something about like retired in Belize.
Okay.
See, so
he's using your money to retire and probably other people's money, rubes, other
idiots. So when he's done with his retirement and he comes back, then we'll be able to cash out. Just like you said, I'll cash out. If that's what you want me to do, I'll cash out.
He's not coming back. Imagine that if he's not.
How do you, so you don't know what Jerry
how
does.
How are you going to keep giving him money if he's gone?
Well, I just, when I go to the banana stand, even though it says he's not there, I just leave the money on the stand.
Oh.
And then later I go back to make sure that it's gone, that it's been invested and is always gone. And so I just leave the money there.
Someone just took it. Someone just took the money.
No, because I put a rock on top of it.
Yeah.
So that way it doesn't blow away.
Okay, well, how would Jerry get it if there's a rock on top of it?
I don't know how look, Jerry
he would take the rock off of it and he would grab the money.
I guess so. I mean,
anyone
could
do that.
No, that's Jerry's stand. No one can just walk up to somebody else's stand and like pull the rock off the money. Yeah. And like, have you ever heard of anyone walking up to a banana stand, pulling a rock off money and taking money? Have you ever heard of that, Craig? Yes or no? Yes or
maybe
no?
Maybe not that specific.
So no is the answer. No.
Right.
I rest my case.
You know what? I'm going to go back and I'm just going to say yes. Yes, I have. Yes.
All right. I rest my case. You're a liar. You lied to me before and you're lying now.
No. Greg, I'm worried about. You need some sort of financial advice, but I don't want you to find the financial advice. I think someone else needs to step in here.
I can do it myself. I know how to use Ask Jeeves.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that even still a thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Jeeves. Yeah.
That's a dated search engine. That's a
search engine. What do you mean search engine?
What are you talking about?
When I go to the grocery store. Jeeves is the guy who bags up the groceries, and I just ask him for advice. You know, I ask him. I ask him for medical advice, financial advice.
This is a guy bagging the groceries?
He's 16 years old.
Okay, all right.
His name is Jeeves. Jeeves McKinley. I'm sure you guys know about Jeeves. And I just ask him anything that I want. I'm like, hey, my knee is hurting me, and he's like, oh, you probably have cancer. You know, and that's how I learned. I got knee cancer.
Why did you choose Jeeves to be this all-knowing person in your life?
Because of Ask Jeeves. People talk about well, Jeeves and.
No, Ask Jeeves is a search engine on the internet. It's not a person. It's not a.
Not the Jeeves I know.
Well, that is a Jeeves.
I'm gonna ask him next time I go to the grocery store. I'm gonna ask him if he's a search engine on the internet. And I bet you anything he'll say no. He'll probably say, can a search engine on the internet do this? And then he'll take my milk and he'll put it in a bag. And I'll be like, you know what? Search engine can't do that. Okay. You win. Craig's wrong.
Well, this Jeeves might be a real person, Greg. But but the Jeeves other people are talking about, it's a search engine.
All right. No.
Ask Jeeves is still a thing. I went to AskJeeves.com right now.
I'll ask my Jeeves. You can ask your Jeeves, whatever you want. While you're at Ask Jeeves, why don't you ask Jeeves about Mothra so you can learn the things that you were supposed to learn earlier about Mothra?
Okay, I'm gonna write Moth. I'm gonna type Mothra
with a question mark. Yeah, because you have to make it a question. Okay. Mothra, you know,
Mothra.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what does Ask Jeeves say?
Well, Ask Jeeves is kind of slow.
What?
And it's, Mothra, Tokyo, there's a statue of Mothra.
Yeah, of course there is. Why wouldn't there be?
Oh, you can buy a little statue.
Oh, man. Are you? How many are you going to get?
$395.
Nice. How many are you getting? 100 of them?
No, I'm not going to spend, $39,000 on 100?
All right, I'm telling you, they're collectibles. You could sell. You can sell them on eBay. You could make a pretty penny, beautiful, shiny penny.
Yeah, a penny is much less than I would have spent.
But you don't know how pretty it is. It's super pretty.
I can see the picture of it. It is kind of pretty. It's
no, I'm talking
cool,
about the penny.
But,
I'm talking about the penny is pretty.
No. Oh, right, right.
It's
very
pretty penny.
I don't care about that.
okay, super shiny though.
Yeah, so
you could frame
it. All I learned about Mothra now is that I can get an expensive Mothra statue. I'm going to ask AI Mothra question mark. See what comes up.
Craig,
faster than Ask Jeeves.
That's weird. Do me a favor. Yeah. Will you buy me and send me one of those as a gift?
The Mothra statue?
Yeah.
I might Listen, I'll think about it, and if I do, maybe it won't be that specific one, but we'll see. Because that was just the first one that came up on Ask Jeeves, and I don't know
that's the
where
one
that's
to get
from.
That's the best one. That's the best one to get.
Okay.
I want to thank you. Thank you in advance for the 10 Mothra statues that you're going to buy and send us.
Whoa. 10?
Yeah, well, because we got a whole shelf. I don't know how big they are, but I'm guessing that they won't fill up a shelf unless we have like 10 of them.
Listen, there are many different Mothra statues you can get. There's a $700 one.
Great. We'll take that one. Take 10 of those.
Okay.
That would be $7,000. I just did the math.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Sorry. No, I just did the meth. Sorry.
Wait, you just did meth?
Right before we started the podcast. That's the problem I've been having. That's why your face keeps melting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't mention anything about my face melting.
Yeah. No, I was just wondering. Yeah. I didn't want to offend you in case your face was actually melting. Now I realize it's the meth. I don't really know if meth does that to you.
I don't know either. I've never done meth.
You know, we probably shouldn't do meth because I think that people probably do meth because it's awesome and it feels really good. And and that's why we shouldn't do it, because you don't want to get hooked on that stuff. You know, some people actually get addicted to it.
Yeah, that's very well known. Yeah, that people get addicted.
What?
To meth. Yeah. It's a problem. Actually,
I was sharing some knowledge with you. I was dropping knowledge, like I was dropping it like it's hot, as they say.
Okay. I'm glad I can't believe how hip you are. That's
drop it like incredible. It's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
I mean, how old is that song now?
It's, I think it just came out. Brand new song.
It's gotta be by
Snoop Lion. I'm a big fan of that Snoop Lion.
Okay.
He used to be called Snoopy Dog Dog, but now he changed his name to Snoop Lion.
It was just Snoop Dogg. And I think he still goes by Snoop Dogg, even though he said
I think it was Snoopy Dog Dog. Originally it was Snoopy Dog Dog, and then he just changed it to Snoopy, and then just Dog, and then Dr. Dog. And then Mr. Dog.
Drop It Like It's Hot is 20 years old, that song.
20 years old? That's a brand new song.
It feels... Once we passed 2000, once I graduated high school, everything feels new to me.
You graduated high school in the year 2000?
99, actually.
Did you really? God, you're so young. That's crazy. Mm. I didn't know anybody was that young. You're like the youngest person ever.
I mean, my wife is like 9 years younger than
I'm
me.
I'm sorry, you're what?
So Oh, my God. My wife.
Oh, yeah. She's 9 years younger than you. That's great. That's excellent. Man, you are going for the youngins, as they say.
No. I'm just married to one person.
Oh, all right. But you prefer younger ladies, is what you're saying.
I prefer my wife. That's about it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You don't have to listen. When there are facts, you don't have to deny them because you're embarrassed that you prefer younger women.
I don't even think that's true. It's not. I don't prefer to age.
Okay. Well, then why don't you prove it by divorcing her and marrying a very old woman or man? I'm not judging.
Okay. Listen.
You can marry like a 95-year-old man.
If our relationship completely falls apart.
Yeah. Ooh, you should marry Mel Brooks. That guy's hilarious.
See, I'm not that. No, I'm not attracted to men, though.
You don't have to be attracted to know that he is hilarious, and he has done a lot of great things. And frankly, I think he probably needs your help around the house.
That doesn't sound like fun. I like a lot of what Mel Brooks has done. I like Mel Brooks.
Great.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Well, then why don't you marry him?
I don't like him enough to marry him and help him around the house.
Come on. It would be awesome. Like, how many people have that opportunity? Not many.
I mean...
It's like
I would help him around the house if he needed help. I wouldn't marry him, though.
Yeah, but it's like less than 250 people have the opportunity to marry him and help him around the house. You know?
I mean, probably way less than that, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'd think about it if I were you. Hey, listen, we're near the end of the episode, and I feel like we need to give a shout-out for the wonderful new artwork that we got. Last week, we did a shout-out to one of my viewers, Razorblades, who created some AI artwork that was pretty special. And I remember you remarked at the time, you're like, I like it, but, you know, the thing that bothers me is I don't have a beard. Well, apparently, another viewer named Adrian Weber, this is for you, a little shout-out to you. Adrian also realized that they didn't like, that these two people didn't look like us. And so they enhanced the artwork with images of us. And now we have this beautiful artwork of us standing in a field cartoon mm-hmm. versions, and it's fantastic, and I love it so much. And even mm-hmm. Razor Blades is happy with it, that it was changed.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
So thank you, Razor Blades. Thank you, Adrian. We love the new artwork, and we hope that the rest of you do too. And I'm gonna make a prediction that now that we have new artwork that's not just Photoshopped cutouts of our faces, this podcast is going to get up to 8 new viewers a year.
Wow.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking it's going to explode.
Listen, that could happen. We could get up to 8 new viewers. It'd be really hard to know if that's because of the new artwork, though. It seems like that wouldn't.
No. When they join, they have to fill out that form. And one of the questions is, why did you join? And one of the options is the new artwork. In fact, that's the only option.
You know, maybe we would get more listeners if we didn't require them to fill out a form to.
I know, because that form takes like 35 minutes. There's a lot of so many questions and a lot of deeply personal stuff.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't have that form. Maybe we should get rid of that.
I think the form is great. We just might want to.
I can't think of another podcast that has any sort of form.
But we sure do learn a lot about our listeners, and then we can sell that information to major corporations who use it for data mining.
But do we? Because I don't see any money for that.
Well, you'd see the money if you checked the account at Jerry's Benest Bananas and Savings Bank.
Oh, Jesus.
Then you'd see where that money's going.
Why am I partnering with you on anything? Why am I doing this?
Because I am responsible. Because I know how to do things.
Mm. Well, you do know how to do some things. You can speak, that's for sure.
Oh, I sure can. I say words with my mouth hole.
Yep.
Yeah, words come right out of my mouth hole. Have you ever realized that when you say words, they don't just come out just from right here, you know, right where your teeth are? No.
Yeah.
They like start deep, deep in your in your body, deep down.
Yeah.
And then they work their way up. They go up from your stomach through your chesticles, and then they make their way through your neck and then the back of your mouth, and then it come out of your mouth and they just come out. That's what's amazing about words.
It's pretty amazing. I don't know if they go that far down. I mean, your vocal cords are like kind
Yeah, but they have to start in your stomach. Cause like when I speak, I can feel my stomach like tightening and moving. And I'm sure if you all try it now, you can too. That's where your words come from. They come from your tum-tum.
Okay. You're like a poet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, chesticles? What are chesticles?
That's the end of this episode of Two Guys Talking About Lettuce. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We hope that you had a good time. I know that I did. This is the greatest podcast ever made. I'm Greg Benson.
I'm Craig Benson, and I concur.
We will see you next week at the same time, same place, unless one of us cancels and we don't record in time. Then we might miss a week, as we do sometimes.
But you can listen at any time that you want to.
That's right. That's right. You can listen even before we record these. Thanks, everybody. Well, have a great week.
You won't hear much.
Bye-bye.
We haven't recorded yet.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.